Passage of scripture came to me this morning as I sang that first song with you. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, O God, my Father. And you can imagine where that passage of scripture comes from. It's the book of Lamentations, which may be one of those books that we might pass by if we saw that name, Lamentations. What do I want with Lamentations? Well, there are the Lamentations of Jeremiah, and he was bemoaning the fact that the city was destroyed, the great city of Jerusalem, the punishment of the Lord because of the people's sins. But if you skip by the book of Lamentations, you miss some many wonderful things. If you're a student of the language, you miss some of the most beautiful poetry you can find anywhere. If you take your King James Bible and read Lamentations, I'm talking to the people that like the beauty of English, you'll just be amazed. For instance, is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? Behold and see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow. The writer of the Messiah put those words into the mouth of the suffering servant of Jehovah, our precious Lord Jesus. On the cross, the Lord poured out this. He inflicted me in the day of his fierce anger with this great sorrow, bearing sin on his sinless soul. But then the passage that we sang from, probably the most familiar, Lamentations 3. By the way, Lamentations 3 is a chapter that is an acrostic poem. It has 66 verses, and it is in 3-verse sections. Divide 66 by 3, and you have 22, the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. And you have 3 verses for each of those letters. So it's really neatly set up, of course, in the original language. But there we have the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. God's mercies are great. And we can find our refuge and our strength and all our hope in Him. And it is all centered in and based upon the fact that we are God's and He is ours. And therefore, right after it says, great is your faithfulness, this is the word that came into my heart. And I want to hear Brother Kenny's lesson too, but I just want to share this with you. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore will I hope in Him. We sang a moment ago, all my trust on Thee is stayed. All my help from Thee I bring. Thank you, Lord, that you are the portion of my soul. The portion of my soul. What more do I need? Jesus, thank you. Thank you for coming to me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for giving me life eternal. Thank you that you have come to dwell within me. It goes on to say it's good for us to hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Like Julia, she sits before the Lord and He comes to her. He gives her, she gives Him an opportunity. I'm not reading this, but I remember what Brother Ken said. It is good for us to both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Jesus, you are all and in all that we need, the Lord is my portion, says my soul. How can we help but rejoice and trust in Him and hope in Him? Amen.